Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Dukes and Bell. We want to talk to our man, Bryant McFadden. You can follow him at BMAC on Twitter. And I know you were just talking to Craig behind the glass. Today is his last day. And you brought up that 40-yard dash race, huh, that he lost? He says he won.
Hey, man, that was a historical moment at the station, man, something I would never forget. Two guys that are not as athletic as they used to be go out and give it their all guts and glory and soul to that 40-yard dash for that hot $100 that we had on the line was something I'll never forget.
Yeah, Craig attributed the carbon monoxide in the parking garage and his two packs a day habit, Bryant, to his inability to put together a good 40.
No question.
Hey, and for those who don't know, basically, Deshaun Tate, he did some NBA stuff for us, mm-hmm. and he was on our NBA draft night. He used to run the camera for Mike and I on the show, and so we'd have crazy conversations, right. And he said he could run a 4.640. We said no way, and it led to, if you can, I'll give you a C note. Craig mm-hmm. then said, hell, I'll race him for the C note, and we went to Piedmont Park, literally down the street from the radio station, and these fools are out in the park. We measured it off. We taped it. It's somewhere maybe online if it's still up, Mike, but it was a very fun day,
And by the way, Deshaun wasn't wearing track shoes. He was wearing, like, aqua socks. it was like the most ghetto outfit to try to run a 40. It made no sense. Anyway, speaking of speed, Bryant, I know you're all crocodile tears for the Ravens, but the news broke today. They didn't have their backfield in order because of COVID, so we have to wait till Sunday. And that's the right thing to do. As a pro, I mean, you never had to deal with this, but isn't that the right decision for the NFL?
Yeah, it is, because you look at the nature of the game with this being a short week. They were saying they would potentially have to fly out Thursday and play Thursday night, which could be extremely difficult. Granted, I never had to experience that, but I could just imagine that flying the same day that you have to play could be tough. And not to mention with so many key guys not able to play, it would have been extremely tough. So I think they're trying to, you know, make the playing field as fair as possible regarding what they're dealing with in Baltimore. And I'm a Steeler fan. I'm a Steeler through and through. But I think if you look at this from an unbiased eye, it is the right thing to do.
All right, B, you've been on Brady all year. You said they were going to do something. I think he's done. He's not getting the plays, and he's not making the plays he used to make. B, he's not the guy he was.
No question. I'm not going to disagree with you with that. He's not the Tom Brady that he was 5, 6, 7 years ago. But is he still a more than a serviceable quarterback in the National Football League? Can he win you ball games? Can he get you into the playoffs? No question he can. The issue that I have with Tampa, outside of the individual play of Tom Brady, which has been bad, they have no identity offensively. They don't know exactly what they want to do. Number one, the concern with this ball club when they signed Tom Brady, was the offensive line. What people forget is that Jameis threw a lot of picks, but Jameis made a lot of defenders miss because he had some type of athleticism. Mm-hmm. That line was bad last year. They were bad last year. They didn't drastically improve a lot from last year, and they still are struggling, but you're playing with a Statue of Liberty type of guy in the backfield who can't make nobody miss. So, yeah, he's going to get hit. And one thing that I'm starting to see from Tom Brady, something that I haven't really seen in his career, he was seeing ghosts. Mm-hmm. He was flinching when people were not there. And that provided the untimely interceptions. He was spooked in the backfield. I never seen that from Tom Brady. So is he done? No, he can still play, but they have to find a way to protect him better, because I don't care who you are at the quarterback. I don't care how many games you played. If you put Drew Brees behind the offensive line that's not going to protect him, he's going to look like a regular pedestrian. If you put Peyton Manning behind the line that's not going to protect him, he's going to look like a regular pedestrian. That's what we're seeing from number 12 right now.
The interception is just unprecedented. That's the thing, because Jameis, that was a knock on Jameis. He was doing the stuff last game that Jameis was doing. It's Brian McFadden with us, guys. I'll tell you about his killer podcast, everything else. Super Bowl winner with the Steelers here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Real quick, guys dab each other up. Guys will share jerseys. But, I mean, real quick, how uncool, how punk is it for Brady not to shake hands? Or is that it doesn't bother you?
It bothers me because usually you shake hands when you're winning or when you won, right? Mm-hmm. Usually when you see Tom Brady not shake hands, it's because of loss. That's something I don't like, especially when you look at the respect of the craft, when you look at the respect of the game, the respect of the quarterback position. You're not going to win every ball game. And I don't think Tom Brady has avoided shaking hands every time he's lost. But I think he's starting to have a trend where he's avoiding shaking hands when it's a tough loss or he did not play bad. Because look at this. And this is something I don't like about spectators. This is something I don't like about fans. I don't like about people who watch the game. You give certain guys a pass. If that was Cam Newton, who was not shaking people's hands, he would get crucified. He would get crucified. If that was another quarterback, if that was Jameis, who three picks in the ball game and didn't shake somebody's hand and ran straight into the locker room, he would get crucified. So stop giving him a pass. We should devote the same type of critical attention to Tom Brady and not showing and displaying the sportsmanship that we've seen in his career like we would if this would if this was another quarterback not named Tom Brady.
Bryant, can Raheem still get this job after that ugly loss last week?
Yeah, I think he still got a shot. I think, no one expected for the Falcons to sweep the Saints, right? No one expected that, right? I think what was more surprising was seeing the success that Taysom Hill had against the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, and it wasn't just about the individual success. Man, Sean Payton is a guru, man. Sean Payton can make sweet tea without sugar.
Right.
We saw him do that last Sunday. That game plan he had was something that the Falcons had no idea, and they didn't have any prep for that. But if you can right your wrongs with this week against the Raiders, if you can win that ball game, and then I think you get the Saints in the crib, in the convertible Mercedes Dome, now you can kind of create more of a buzz about what happens next after this season. Because if you can beat the Raiders and if you can split this series with the Saints, I think you cannot overlook that from Raheem and his staff.
But coming off the bye week and losing like that, bro, not being able to, get a touchdown. I mean, they're bogged down in the red zone. The receivers, it seemed like adjustments weren't. Isn't that kind of a cardinal sin to come out and look that bad out of a bye week?
No question in this, but let's keep it real. The offensive line has been up and down, more down and up. And they played against a unit that no one is really talking about in the Saints. That front has been disruptive week in and week out. And they just got manhandled in the trenches. They got manhandled in the trenches. And when you lose number 11, the offense is not the same. I don't care who you're playing against. I don't care who you have. When you lose number 11, I remember you guys were talking about maybe trading Julio. And I remember, Julio was untradeable. You don't even think about trading Julio. I don't care for whatever they're trying to give you because number 11 makes everybody else better. Ridley is a real good player.
Got to be on the field, though. Got to be on the field, Brian. He's got to be on the field to help me, man.
I understand that. But even when he's on the field, he's not 100%. You still got to account for number 11. The man hobbled out there with one leg and caught a big-time third-down conversion. Now, whatever he's doing when he's away from the field to keep his body healthy, I don't know. Maybe need to drink some more milk. Hydrate. But I can tell you this much. That guy makes the entire offense better. Julio is like the spark plug that your grandma had in the 96 Chevy. You take that spark plug out of that Chevy ain't going to run the same. But when you got that spark plug in that Chevy, man, it feels different when you're riding down that dirt road now.
Let's talk about the podcast. I know it's Thanksgiving week. Did you have somebody this week? Are you scheduling for somebody for next week? And by the way, the podcasts that are out there, guys, go check them out. They're incredible. He's had Coach Tomlin on. They had Jamal Adams on talking about, his depression. It's been one of the big podcast surprises this year in 2020. What do you got working this week?
Man, we're going to keep chopping wood. We're going to keep chopping wood. This upcoming week, we just dropped an episode with Jimbo Fisher talking about his coaching career. His Nick Saban ties, Florida State ties. Man, we had barbershop talk with Jimbo spoke almost 40 minutes just talking ball.
Wow.
Hey, Brian, I don't know if you get a chance to read that ESPN article. I said that basically they got it nailed down to the T about everything that's gone wrong with Florida State the last 5 years.
Man, listen here. When I was talking to Jimbo, Jimbo talk, you can tell he loves Florida State still. And that really made me feel some type of way just briefly skimming over that article. Jimbo should have still been the man in Tallahassee. But administration, along with some other powers that be, felt some type of way. And they ran probably the best thing we had following Bobby away. And now we're trying to rebuild that process all over again.
Interesting. All right, guys, the podcast is called All Things Covered because Bryant McFadden was a cover corner in the league, two Super Bowls with the Steelers, and then obviously his buddy Patrick Peterson, who's still playing right as we speak. Cardinals, big game this weekend. You and Patrick, y'all speak like, obviously you do the podcast, but do you speak prior to these games? Does he give you any insight? Because the Cardinals are playing well, man. They should be a playoff team this year.
Yeah, we talk weekly, not just about the podcast. Even before the podcast, since Pat's been in the league, man, we go over, like, game plans and individual matchups. You know, I consider myself to be not just a fan of the game, but just a student of the game. And I love watching ball, and we just talk ball. You know, we talk about the matchups and just football, man. I got a problem. I love football so much, I once spent 9 hours watching Little League football. So I do got a problem when it comes to football. I admit that. I embrace it, and that's who I am. So if you want to talk ball, don't talk ball with me, as you guys see, because I get fired up and I can just go on and on and on. So, yeah, we talk all the time. So, you know, it's something that I love doing. Also, with a few other guys in the National Football League, you know, and collegially, I spend time and talking ball with them. You know, one guy who I had got a pretty good relationship with, talking with here and there?
Who's
the
that?
Corner from South Carolina, J.C. Horn. I think he's an Atlanta kid.
Okay.
J.C.
Yeah.
Horn, man. Yeah. He's going to be a top flight. I think he could potentially be a first rounder. So I'm a ball talker, as you guys can see. Like I said, I spent 8-9 hours watching Little League football, and I don't know how I did that, but I'm proud to say I did it.
Well, that's why we love having you on, man. Have a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Brother, we appreciate you and always what you contribute to the program and the 92.9 The Game. Be safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, real quick before I get off the phone, man, listen, I know we're talking ball, but I really like what the Hawks are doing. Y'all got to bring me on here. Let's have a Hawks segment. I like what the Hawks are doing.
We all do.
Yeah, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.